Okay, so how did Trailer Radio get all started? How did that happen?
Well, I'm from West Virginia, first of all, and I've been in New York for a number of years. And a few years ago, I wrote a show called Moonshine Martinis. It was sort of a one-woman show that I performed in the cabaret venues, and it was all country music from the 60s and 70s. And I got to know a lot of the other country bands in the city through that production, and I started seeing their shows and going to their gigs, and I thought, wow, you know, this is so much fun. I can't, you know, not do it myself. So I started looking for some really good country pickers here in the city, and I tried to get the best of the best that I could find together and form a group that we, you know, decided to call Trailer Radio. The name Trailer Radio is something kind of from my past, because when I was a kid in West Virginia, we lived in a trailer for a little while, and there in the mountains in that area, you can only pick up one station on the radio. So fortunately, it was, you know, a really cool station. They played a lot of stuff, and you got, you know, some country, well, you got a lot of country music, of course, but there was also some, you know, some pop and some rock and some blues and gospel, and you know, there was something for everybody on that station. And so when I was kicking around names of the band, I thought, yeah, Trailer Radio, and we're just going to do a mix of things, and we play mostly country with some rock and blues, and we also do a little gospel every now and then. So we try to, you know, keep it fun and you know, country and you know, we call ourselves kind of Metro Twang. Mm-hmm. So there's also some city elements to it as well. And yeah, so that's how it got started. We started about a year ago here in the city, and we've been going strong ever since.
You guys have been doing great, obviously. I mean, you're playing all over New York City and New York State. I mean, did you expect to kind of hit the ground running this quickly?
Yeah, kind of, because the way I like to do things is just go whole hog, you know, if you will, to use a Southern expression. Uh-huh. You know, we just wanted to get started. Some of the guys had already written some music, some country songs, Black Football Widow, A Little Too Old, A Lot Too Ugly. And they kind of had them sitting on the shelf. And I said, you know what, we're going to start with that. And that kind of laid the groundwork for Trailer Radio. And we you know, got the guys together. We started rehearsing. We started booking gigs immediately. You know, like I said, I'd already met a few people here in the city who were in the, you know, in the venues, and I met a few bookers, and, you know, then we just got the album together as quickly as we could, and we did that all within a year. So, you know, we've been having a really good time. We've been really lucky that everyone's been so responsive.